WebWorks got the Montague WebWorks website of the week now on Bear Country 95.3. Good morning, Mick. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. Welcome back, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back from a week away, and believe me, I'll probably be back for a long time now. No more vacations for a little while.
At least a couple of months.
Right? At least a couple of months. So where are we going this morning?
So I got a little story to tell you.
Go.
All right, over the weekend, my girlfriend and I, Donna, were watching some tube and some TV. And
love television. Big fan.
Big fan of TV. Yep, it's been around for a while. Very entertaining. So we're watching the show King of the Hill.
Yeah.
The animated one.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Judge.
Very funny. Yes, very funny show. And this was a particular episode where Dale, this conspiratorial, you know, skinny guy.
I like Dale.
Well, they're all great, you know, but he's got a particularly interesting story. So in this one, I'm coming to a point here.
Yep.
So in this one, he decides to be a bounty hunter, and he goes after a guy with parking tickets, like 8 parking tickets or whatever, and they have a standoff at the, you know, Waco style, you know, in the guy's kitchen. And then, you know, of course it resolves itself. And at the end of the show, you see the two of them, him and the guy, both with their shotguns, both wearing the hats, watching TV. And you hear the theme song for a TV show on. And Don and I were in disagreement what it was. And can I sing it? No, don't make him sing it. Anyway, so she thought that it was one thing. I thought it was something else. I thought it was that show with Rerun called What's Happening.
Yeah.
So I did a Google search, and I came up with a site called TelevisionTunes.com.
And was she right?
I was right.
Oh, you were right.
So they were watching, it was Sanford and Son. We both agreed, they're watching the show Sanford and Son. But then the other one. So this is a crazy site, TelevisionTunes.com. I kid you not. They have a strip of letters going across the alphabet, going across the top, so
yep.
You can find a show quickly, and then you scroll down the page, and each page has got to have like 1,000 different.
So if you did King of the Hill, just go to K and
go to K, and you scroll down, and in some cases they'll have like every version of it. So there are some shows I've never heard of, and they'll have like 12 different versions because every season had a different opening song.
Wow.
I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of songs on the site. And I was like, oh my God, I was scrolling through, like, you know, oh, I remember that show. Oh man, you know, like going back to the 50s.
Oh, I'm gonna go to that that website, because I was thinking this past weekend, two classic shows from the 80s that I grew up on. I have a vast television history.
Uh-huh.
And
that decade?
And especially in the 80s. I don't know if you remember the show Simon and Simon.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And Magnum PI,
of course.
Two great openings to both of those shows with great songs. So I'm gonna go check that out. So what is it again?
TelevisionTunes.com.
TelevisionTunes.com. All right, TelevisionTunes.com. That's going to be our Montague WebWorks website of the week. Now Mick, of course, he's behind Montague WebWorks. Fixes websites, creates websites, does all sorts of stuff on the computer thing.
I'll come and hang out with you. We'll chat for a while.
Yeah.
Hang about, have some coffee or some beer or something.
Let's remember that Montague WebWorks is a part of our 30% store, so you can purchase gift certificates that you redeem to Mick at Montague WebWorks, 30% discount, so you get the work done at a 30% discount, whether it's that new website that you've been working on or just refurbishing the old website.
That's right. And several clients have actually come to me recently, and they're the same thing. They're like, I have not been able to update my website. They like the way it looks. They're like, I have no problem with that, but I cannot manage my own website. And when I ask my webmaster to change a little thing, like I was just telling you before the show, one new client, they have a staff page where they fired somebody 2 years ago, and that person's still on their staff page, and they don't have the ability to change it, and their host.
Well, that's got to be annoying.
Just hasn't gotten around to it. So that was the final straw. They're like, all right, this is, and then they heard my ad, which is playing on this very station. And
all right.
That pushed them over the edge.
Remember that Montague WebWorks is on the 30% store at bear953.com. You'll find a lot of information there. It is 7:59.